Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads brings you a popular version of Friedrich von Flotow's immortal opera, Martha, starring Gordon McRae and his celebrated guest, Gladys Swarthout. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight, another famous drama with music is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and the multitude of other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, I shall be Lionel, and Miss Gladys Swarthout will sing the title role in our Railroad Hour impression of Martha. Hear that? That's Martha, the most beautiful, the most wonderful. Now, but wait a minute. We're getting ahead of our story here. Let me start by explaining something. You see, back in England in the days of good Queen Anne, they had a health problem, the same as we have today. And that's why they started the fair at Richmond, where all the servants gathered in holiday dress to look for employment. Right now, I'm bound for the Richmond Fair to find a good maidservant to work on my farm.
Hear the singing, hear the singing, Richmond Fair is now beginning. Hear the singing, Richmond Fair is now beginning.
Sir Tristram.
Yes, Lady Harriet?
What is that singing?
Well, I believe it is the servant people marching to the fair at Richmond.
How happy they sound. I wish that my life could be so full of song.
What you need is diversion, Lady Harriet. I shall take you to luncheon at the donkey races.
How dreary.
Ah, boat excursion.
Drearier yet.
I might put my arm about your waist and plant a kiss upon your brow.
That, Sir Tristram, would be dreariest of all.
I am always playing Romeo without a Juliet.
I have an idea. Let us go to the fair at Richmond.
Impossible. It is for peasants.
A change of clothes will turn you into, Bob the Plowman.
What a ghastly thought.
And I shall don a homespun country dress and become the maidservant. Come, Plowman Bob. We're off to the fair at Richmond.
Rise and bust and let us come. The fair shall now begin. Show your rosy faces and the heart you soon shall win. Rise and bust and let us come. The fair shall now begin.
Attention, all of you. I desire a young woman to serve as a maid of all work in my house. She must be young and she must be pretty.
Oh, dear, Sir Tristram, he's looking straight at me.
Come, Lady Harriet, let us be gone.
Wait! You, in the country homespun.
You call to me, sir?
Yes. What is your name, little serving girl?
They call me Martha.
Martha, indeed.
Well, what can you do, my child?
Well, I can sew, sir. I can mow, sir. I can bake and broom and things like you. Can mind a house and rule it, too. There's naught I cannot do.
Worth 5 guineas I will hire her. On my farm I shall require her. She will come to work for me.
But a high-born lady cannot go to work as a bondservant. It's not proper.
So the bargain's made done.
Lady Harriet, you realize what you've done?
It's only a joke, Sir Tristram.
A joke? By the law of England, you're bound to serve that man for a year.
Come, Martha. Climb upon my hay wagon. We're off to my farm.
There's only one thing to do. Make a dash for it. Try to get away.
But I don't want to get away, Sir Tristram.
What?
I like him.
Well, good Martha, welcome to my house. Now, what are we going to have for dinner tonight?
Nothing, sir.
What?
I've never been in a kitchen in my life.
Oh, you prefer to work in the fields, then?
Dirty my hands farming? I should say not.
What? What a servant. At least you can spin.
No, but I'm willing to learn.
Oh, well, here. Sit down at the spinning wheel and I'll show you how it works.
Oh, what fun!
This may set the wheel a-flying, set it whirring, set it flying. How delightful, see it flying, worth the tether with a will. What an even thread you're flying, never let your wheel be full. Come, you will not lose the time, I can see you have the will. While the golden thread is flying, sing a merry measure still, yes, sing a merry measure this fun.
Tip over the wheel.
Oh, dear, I'm so clumsy.
Now, dear Martha, do not worry. You will learn.
Kind and gentle is this tender, unassailing passion. Yet I feel that there is danger to be with him.
My heart's in danger since I have been with her alone. Martha, let me confess it, that my heart for thee doth burn. If thy sweetness deign to bless it,
I cannot alone return. My good friend, forgive me. I've deceived you. As you see, I'm not fitted to do a maid's work. All I can do is laugh and sing.
Sing a song then. Sing a song of days gone by. Sing a ballad from the heart.
Not now.
I insist.
You insist?
I pray you.
Well, it seems I must obey you. Is the love of thank you.
been so touched by a voice or a song.
It is late. May I retire to my room?
Of course, my dear. Of course.
May the angels watch above thee and thy starting foot to fly.
For alas, he's meant to love me. Oh, forgive me and good night.
Oh, good angels, watch above thee and thy scorning foot to flight. Though no prayer of mine can move thee yet, I wish thee, sweet good night.
Waiting below, Lady Harriet. You must leave now before this madness goes any farther.
You are right, Sir Tristram. I will hurt him if I leave, but I shall hurt him far more if I remain. For alas, he's mindful of me. Oh, forgive me. And good night.
Just a moment, we'll return with Act Two of Martha. Farmer, businessman, engineer, soldier, statesman, President of the United States. George Washington's achievements and interests were immense and widely diversified. And not the least of these interests was transportation. For George Washington, perhaps the number one American tourist of his day, had a very keen insight into the essential role transportation would have to play if America were to achieve her destiny as one of the great powers of the earth. He saw that unless some way were found to overcome the enormous labor and tremendous cost of moving small quantities of goods by the muscles of men and animals, our settlements would never stray very far from water, and our production and consumption of goods would remain restricted largely to articles of subsistence and local origin. Unfortunately, the father of our country did not live to see the solution to the problem. That came some 30 years later, when the railroads succeeded in applying mechanical power to land transportation. And then, even Washington would have been amazed at the speed with which America expanded, once the railroads opened up the rich resources of the continent. In the track of the iron horse, agriculture flourished, with ever-widening markets for its produce. Industry developed as raw materials were easily carried where they were needed, and finished goods were made readily available at prices people could afford. And today, a century later, America's railroads are still growing in strength, still setting new records for efficiency in their service. For there is nothing in existence and nothing in sight which can take the place of the train of cars on tracks, ready to haul anything in any quantity over any distance, between all sections of the country and in all seasons of the year. As a result, railroads haul more goods more miles than all other forms of transportation combined. And their average charge is lower than that of any other form of general transportation. This is a wonderful and healthy sign for America, for it gives assurance that the best is yet to come, and that together, America and its railroads will continue to grow stronger and more productive than ever. Now, Act Two of the Lawrence and Lee version of Martha, starring Gordon McRae as Lionel and Gladys Swarthout in the title role.
Martha, wake up, my pretty one. We'll have another lesson at the spinning wheel. Martha? Where is she? Martha! She's gone. I am lost now. Lost.
Everywhere for her. It was no use. Trees of the forest, tell me, where is she?
You do not seem to be enjoying the hunt.
Surely you know why, Sir Tristram. We are close by the forest of Richmond.
Where you played the servant maid for a week?
Yes. For the happiest week of my life.
Martha!
Heaven save me, it is Lionel.
Martha, you have come back.
Sir, whom do you address as Martha?
Why, this young lady. I hired her as a maidservant at Richmond Fair.
The man is raving. This is Lady Harriet.
No, No, the dress is different. But the eyes and the face. It is my Martha.
I think you are mistaken, sir.
Tell me, lass. Do you remember me?
We have never met before.
You are my Martha.
I am not.
And I do not know if you are a high-born lady or a serving girl. But I know you have deceived me.
Oh, may heaven above forgive thee that my life thou wouldst destroy. 'Twas thy pleasure to deceive me with my breaking heart to toy. By thy cruel hands were given. By thy cruel hands were given.
Oh, will heaven above forgive thee that my hopes he could destroy?
Sir Tristram.
It is better so, my child.
But if he could love me as a serving girl, may I not teach him to love me as the Lady Harriet?
Pray no rash decisions, my lady.
Good Tristram, will you go and search for him, and help me groom him for a proposal of marriage?
Groom him? It is always my fate to be a groom, but never to a bride.
Here is my plan. You will seek out Lionel and urge him.
Why, what is this place?
What does it look like, sir?
The banners, the gay crowds. I could swear that this is Richmond Fair.
It is in your honor, sir, that the courtyard of our castle has been decked out as the fair at Richmond.
In my honor? I don't understand.
You will, my boy, you will.
From the prince was young and old, the fair begins, the bell has tolled.
I can tow, sir. I can bow, sir. I can make him through, and then like two can hang a house and rule it too. There's not I cannot do.
Let it be then, and it's free then. How you sow and mow and make him through. If only half you say is through, we'll pay and thank you too.
Well, choose yourself a young lady, sir. What say you to the lass over there in the dress of country homespun?
Martha.
Not Martha, sir. The Lady Harriet. But no less ready to do your bidding.
Tell me, lass, can you cook and spin and sew? What can you do?
I can renounce rank and wealthy splendor. A heart devoted I can surrender. I can reply to a passion tender. Can say I love thee.
Harriet, or Martha, I shall have two brides and one love for both of them.
Love's blessed enchantment, your heart shall restore, for I love thee forever.
Forevermore.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Silas Forthoff will be back in just one moment. And meanwhile, our thanks to Carlton Young, who played Sir Tristram, and our entire company. Martha was prepared for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this same time by the American Railroads. Marvin?
There are few more wonderful sights in the world than the activity that goes on in a big and busy freight yard. The endless succession of heavily loaded freight cars moving out to every part of the country is not only fascinating to watch, but it gives a vivid picture of just how big and busy our nation really is. Box cars, refrigerator cars, flat cars, tank cars, gondolas, and hoppers. All are loaded with the things we eat, wear, and use every day of our lives. All engaged in the essential job of moving the nation's commerce and speeding our national defense. It's a big job. A railroad job.
Thank you, Marvin. You're so right. And now, dear friends, here again is tonight's guest, the charming and delightful Gladys Swarthout.
Thank you, Gordon. It's been quite a while since I've taken a trip on the show train, and it's good to be back.
Well, Gladys, you have a standing invitation to join us at this microphone any Monday that you like.
What's on the show train next week, Gordon?
Listen.
With all my heart, I long for you. I'm here to make a song for you.
That sounds like Johann Strauss.
Yes, it is. It's the Great Waltz, Gladys. And charming Elaine Melvin will be our guest.
And we'll all be listening. Good night, Gordon.
Good night, Gladys. You were wonderful.
All aboard!
Well, dear friends, it looks as if we're ready to pull out. And so until next Monday night and the Great Waltz, on behalf of the other members of the cast and the American Railroads, this is your friend Gordon McRae saying good night.
Martha was presented by special arrangement with the Tams Whitmark Music Library. In the weeks ahead, the Railroad Hour will bring you such stories and stars as The Great Waltz with Elaine Melvin, Victor Herbert's classic The Red Mill with Eileen Farrell as guest, Lucille Norman as the bride of Tom Moore in The Minstrel Boy, and Miss Melvin returning to play the title role in Irene. Every Monday night, the American Railroads promise you an unforgettable evening of music on the show train. Gordon McRae can be seen in Three Sailors and a Girl in Technicolor. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroad. Now keep tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
The Voice of Firestone features Dorothy Warren, Scholl, and Chaser A. Siesti on the NBC Radio Network.